And here we are, and away we go on this Getaway Friday, March the 20th, 2020. 3-20-2020. How about that? 3-20-2020. 15 minutes past the hour, you're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride, the day before spring. But nobody is talking about that right now, although it is the day before spring. What is spring? Is that the vernal equinox? And let's just talk about this for a second. How about this? We're starting the show talking about something other than the medical issues going on all over the world. But why is it? Okay, it's my understanding that all seasons start on the 21st, that the first day of spring is March 21st, the first day of summer is June the 21st, the first day of autumn is, I believe, September 21st, and the first day of winter is December 21st. Yet, they always try to move these around. I saw like 2 days ago, or a day ago, something like that, where they said spring came at 12:13 p.m. I don't know how they figure that, especially in a leap year. So I'm going to stick with the 21st just to keep it normal for everybody. So tomorrow will be the official first day of spring. Although, if you listen to these weather people, they will probably tell you that spring has already come. And if you go outside, you probably think spring has already come because it's 62 degrees outside right now. 62 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 when I was out there this morning. How about that? 62 degrees. You can't beat that. And it was weird because I came in last night to tape a show. And when I got here, it was still a little chilly. It was, what time did I get here? About 6:30 last night. And it was a little chilly, normal, as it had been. But when I left the building last night, about 9:30, it was warm. It had to be 55, 60 degrees last night. So, hey, spring came last night, as far as I'm concerned. But the official start of spring, as far as I'm concerned, is tomorrow, March 21st. But again, nobody's talking about that because we have other things to talk about in Ohio that have to do with medical. But we are going to try to avoid that as much as we can today because we've talked about it. We've had chaplains on, we've had Colleen Marshall on, we've had doctors on, we've talked about it on our own, and at this point, I don't think there's anything more we can talk about. It is a situation, and the situation's going to go on, and this is what I'm going to say this morning, because we are a news station, and we are an education station, and we do have an executive order that was issued yesterday that maybe you don't know about, so we are going to say this, and then we're going to move on. An executive order of the health commissioner, and now this is from Marion Public Health. Having determined it necessary, pursuant to the authority granted by the Ohio Revised Code, including authorities found, and they give some codes here, for preventing the spread of contagious and infectious diseases, having determined an emergency, an emergency exists, we do order all city offices, boards, councils, departments, or other similar public points of contact to maintain a list of all persons who have personally appeared in, or at, or before, by name and address by date, and also to ensure strict compliance with the state's order to not congregate, gather, or come together in a number of persons greater than the state's order, and to ensure compliance with the CDC's no closer than 6 feet of close contact between persons present. So public bodies should avoid gathering. This is for city offices at this point. Boards, councils, departments, and other similar public points of contact. So that is an executive order from the health commissioner here in Marion. And it was signed yesterday by Mayor Scott Schertzer on March 19th and Tracy Kinsler on March 19th, Marion Public Health Commissioner. So there you go. The executive order is in. Board should not meet. Public officials should not meet in any number greater than six, and keep your distance. Or not six. I think the number's five now. In any number greater than five, keep 6 feet of distance. Don't meet if you don't have to. And that's where we are. And that's going to be our discussion this morning as far as coronavirus goes. Because we want to talk about other things. Now, one of the things I want to talk about, and by the way, we've got some housekeeping here of our own. Charlie Evers will not be in today. He hurt his arm last week. He fell down outside here and injured his arm. And Charlie was not in on Wednesday because of that. He came in yesterday. He was a trooper, but did not really feel all that great. So Charlie's going to go to the doctor today and see what they can do about that arm. And hopefully Charlie will be back next week and fill us in, and he'll be back up to par, feeling as good. You can't stop Charlie Evers. He's a force of nature in Marion Broadcasting. But today, I think we do have a guest host for his show, and I'll be here. So we will soldier on until 1 o'clock this afternoon here on WWGH Radio. Now, I've announced it on Facebook, but I haven't announced it on the air, so I'm going to keep it a surprise as far as that goes. Now, if you have Facebook, you can go on Facebook and read who's going to be on today. But I do have a special guest coming in this morning, starting around 9 o'clock. So when we come back from the 9 a.m. break, we'll have a special guest and possibly some special call-ins as the morning goes on. So that'll be a lot of fun as well. We're just going to try to have fun today. This is the idea. There are no sports. Most everything's been canceled. Late night talk shows, anything with an audience, people working. So you're either watching reruns, movies, or you're listening to the radio. And you know what? We're the only new content right now. So we hope you're listening to us, and we hope you can listen to us through 1 o'clock today and have a good time, because that's what we're going to try to do here in the middle of this whole mess, which I know is scaring people. We're going to do some Family Feud. I printed off some new Family Feud games yesterday. That has seemingly been a lot of fun, so we're going to do that. We're going to talk about other things other than illness, and we're going to have a good time. And that's how we're going to do it. But if it's warranted that we talk about illness, we will do it. We are going to keep you informed. We are going to strive to do that. Now, there's something I want to talk about, and I don't think I have time here in this segment because it's already 22 after the hour, and I'm going to write it down because I will forget to talk about it. But I don't have a piece of paper in front of me. Here I am trying to do a radio show, and I have no paper in front of me. This is not the way to do a radio show. I have paper, but things are already on it, like Family Feud trivia questions. Do I have a blank piece of paper here? I think I have a notebook in one of these drawers, but I don't know if I have a blank piece of paper. What I wouldn't give for a blank piece of paper, right? Ah, there's a blank piece of paper. All right, let's see here. Oh, here we go. So I got to make a note to talk about this at some point this morning. Because this week, I think it was yesterday, we had a lady call in, and I'm so glad she did. And she talked about things to do while you're in the house, because so many people now are in the house because most everything is closed. And people are getting a little stir crazy, and they might get a little stir crazy for as long as we are going to be in the house at this particular juncture. And something came to me last night in regard to this that I want to talk about. But the lady yesterday had a great idea to do all those chores and things that we've said we did not have time to do, to actually get them down and get them out and do them. So that was a great suggestion, and I thought of one last night myself. So we're going to talk about that at some point this morning, and now I have it down on a piece of paper. But if I don't talk about it, because sometimes I get going and guests come in here and people call in and I forget, somebody call me and remind me sometime after 9 o'clock this morning to talk about that thing to do in the middle of this staying at home time. So remind me if I forget to talk about it. Okay, other than that, what I'm going to talk about last night, why was I here at the studio? Okay, last night we got together to tape our Paper Rings podcast, which consists of myself and Abby Croman and Michelle Whitaker. And you know them. They've come in here and done, they've been in here, I think, 3 times this week, which has been a lot of fun. Which, by the way, guys, here I am on a Friday morning. I could really use a large Diet Coke and an order of scrambled eggs and sausage. You know, it's Friday, and I'm going to be on the air for 5 hours today. I can't get out of the seat for the next 5 hours. Wouldn't that be nice? Now, I'm not saying you have to do it, but you know, you always put that out there. You have to be nice that way. Okay, good. They're listening out there, so they're hearing this. But here's the thing. Oh, and Michelle's got to have a tire change this morning. That stinks. You know, changing a tire. I can change a tire, by the way, but getting a new tire, I guess, is the process that is not all that fun. And especially in the middle of all this, I think those places are all still open. I think you can still get an oil change and get your tire changed and all that sort of thing. Tire fixed. I've got to go get my tire. Yeah, she's going to get her tire. So she's listening in the car. So we got together last night to tape the Paper Rings podcast, Michelle and Abby and I. And you know what was fun about that? Is that we laugh and we have fun and we argue and so on and so forth. But you know what? It was a tremendous relief last night to do that. Not that any of us have really been all that amped up or scared or any of that during this whole thing. But what I've always said, one of the big changes that is happening is people are not going to work. They are not getting with their social groups because they're not leaving the house as often as they once did. And I think people need to do that. And it wasn't a group of over 5 last night, so it was okay. And we just had a lot of fun last night. We really just had a genuinely a lot of fun, a genuine amount of fun last night. And it was needed, I think, by everybody. It took the edge off. We didn't spend the night talking about coronavirus. And I think that's what we all need to do now. So I recommend, if you have some friends out there who you always have a good time with, call up your friends, get together, if it's in a group recommended by the government, and just have fun. Don't throw those social interactions away, or call them on the phone. I know we don't talk a whole lot on the phone anymore, but I don't think texting and messaging is going to get it this time. Sometimes you're going to have to call people on the phone during this self-quarantine, and do that. They say they're throwing me off. I don't know what that means, but, you know, the messages are flying in this morning. I think this is what needs to happen because it's important to have a good time. So that's what I did last night. Had a good time with them. We laughed a lot. Just makes you feel better. You enjoy it. And I did. When I went home last night, I was driving home in this nice weather, and I kind of forgot that anything was going on weird in the world, until I drove down Route 95 and you see that everything's closed, other than grocery stores and some department stores. Then you notice that there is different types of things going on in the world, trying to avoid talking about that. But, you know, those two are great. They're great to get together with. Always fun. And I recommend that. There's one of my recommendations for what to do during this whole mess. If your person is not showing symptoms and you don't believe they're ill, get together, have fun. You will laugh. It will be worth it. And that's an important thing. And last night was important in that way. Now, I will say this. And because I said some nice things yesterday on this program in regard to these... apparently, you can't say girls. Now, Glenn Coble told me the other day that I cannot call them girls. I don't know why I can't call them girls. It feels weird to say women. I don't know why. That just doesn't trip off my tongue. These women. I guess it's okay, but it sounds better just to say girls. I don't know why you can't just say girls, why everything has to be politically correct nowadays. But, yeah, it was fun to get together with them, and we had a lot of fun, and we had a lot of laughs, and it's that type of thing. But you know what? I don't think I've ever gotten together with them and not had fun. I was trying to think last night. We've known each other for a fair amount of time now and spent, you know, a fair amount of time together. And I don't think I've ever had an argument with them. I don't think we've ever had a disagreement. I don't think we've ever had a falling out where we didn't talk for a period of time. It's just not that kind of relationship. It's not... I don't know. It's just one of those things. I'm not saying this very eloquently, but we've just never had a falling out, which is a very nice thing, because a lot of people you do have fallings out with. Yeah, I guess that's the way to say it. A lot of people you do have fallings out with, and that's no fun. That stinks. That's annoying, and nobody wants to do that. So it's nice to get together with people like that who are fun and enjoyable. And I will say this. Now, this is very important, because I believe in these times, you have to be honest and say things that are somewhat important. Now, here's what I will say about this. Michelle and Abby, I think, were in here on Monday. Yeah, I think they came in on Monday. Now, they were in here in representation of their other jobs. Michelle owns Stewart's Root Beer, and obviously restaurants have been affected by this. Now, Stewart's is still open, but it's carry out only, and Abby was in here in representation of Emmanuel Lutheran Child Care, which was open at that time but has since closed. As of yesterday, they are now closed, which means all daycare in Marion is closed. Now, here's the reason I'm bringing this up. Because what I learned yesterday, I learned something interesting. You learn something new about people all the time. Now, the interesting thing I learned about both of them yesterday is this, and I hadn't thought about this till really this morning. You know, Michelle owning Stewart's Root Beer and I call this a pickle at this particular point, the way restaurants have to be run, but it's the best thing to do. We have to do what we have to do. She stepped right up to the plate. These restaurant owners were not given a whole lot of notice to do this, you know, just the way it was. About 12 hours, it seemed like, notice they had that they were going to have to go to carry out orders only. And boy, she just handled that with a lot of grace and dignity, and I never really saw her flinch. Now, she might have at the job. I don't know. I wasn't around her all the time. But she just had great perseverance, and she had great management skills, and she had great calmness in that whole thing. And Stewart's has remained open and will remain open today, and on and on and on. And to me, that's the sign of a good owner. That's a sign of a good owner. That's a sign of a good boss. So I give her a lot of praise for being able to do that, because not only are these times tough because of the illness and the panic, they're tough for people to make these split-second decisions that you have to make on a dime to keep your business open and keep serving the public. So, and by the way, you can still eat in your car. So that's nice too. But to be able to handle that and to be able to handle the changing aspects of that, I give her a lot of credit in that, because she handled it well. She was very methodical in how she handled it. And I did see her last night, and I know it's a lot of work right now, but she's handling it very pleasantly and gracefully is the right way to handle that. So I give her a tip of my Cubs cap this morning off to Michelle and everything that is going on over at Stewart. So, Michelle, tremendous job. Now, on to Abby. Now, she'll have a heart attack if I say something nice about her, but the truth is, and I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it again today because I believe it's worth saying at this point, she's the director over at Emmanuel Lutheran Child Care, and in a split second, They were, well, first of all, they were the last daycare to close here in Marion, and in a split second, I believe it was Wednesday night, the decision had to be made to close the daycare because of a reason that I'm not going to bring up, but, you know, there was a reason, and if you go to the website, it's not like it's hidden, it's out there. You will see what that reason was. But this isn't about that. What it's about is how Abby handled it. And it's why we did not hear from her yesterday, because she was trying to handle all the employees and the parents who go to the daycare and keep everything safe and calm and, you know, on the level during this panicked time that people are in. And, you know, Abby's just the right person to do that, because in all honesty, she is, and I know she had a bad day yesterday, and again, that's her business to talk about it, but I know she did not have the greatest day. But here's the thing about Abby. Abby is smart, and she is together, and she is organized, and I had no doubt in my mind that she was absolutely up to the task of what she needed to be up to yesterday. And she absolutely was up to that task. And there's, I'll tell you, in a panic situation like that, there would be nobody I would rather want running something like that than Abby. Because she gets it done, she can handle a crisis, she's, as I say, she's very, very, very smart. And that, to me, is the sign of good management, good leadership, and the way that she handled that was tremendous. And the way that she handled everything else that was going on yesterday, I thought was tremendous. She showed up here with a good attitude last night, and you never would have known anything was going on in her life that was not pleasant. So, again, a tip of my Cubs cap to Abby for the way she handled that. And that's why I like these people. They are tremendous to hang around with because they're fun on that level for me. But I know that they both are also just really rock stars when it comes to the jobs that they do. They nail it. And not everybody does. So there you go. And I think they were listening during that whole thing. So how about that? There you go. And so this is my kind of State of the Union this morning, I think. But no, I think we've got to recognize people. I really do. If you have people in your life who are doing things extraordinary right now because of the times we're in, you know, it doesn't hurt to call them. I know everybody doesn't have a radio show like I do, but you know what? It doesn't hurt to call somebody up and tell them you think they're doing a great job. It doesn't hurt to call somebody up and tell them why it's important that they're in your life. And I'm not talking about significant others and kids and things like that. I think they know why you're in their life. Call your friends up. Call somebody up who you haven't talked to in a while. Call somebody up you don't really even have a close relationship with, and you heard they were doing something great. Say, listen, what I think you're doing is great. I just want to let you know, and you don't have to call me back. I just think that's important. I did that yesterday. I'm not going to tell you who I did it to, because I think it lessens the niceness of it, but I have thought that somebody was handling themselves very well in this particular situation, and I just sent that person an email because I figured they were probably busy, and I said, hey, you know what I think you're doing is very difficult right now, but you are handling it very well, and I hope they got that email. And it's important. You've got to tell people why. I don't know why we wait for funerals and retirement parties to tell people why they're important, why they matter, why it's important that they're in our life. I think you've got to do it, and I think this is a good time to do it. Not that we're headed for anything awful. I don't think we are headed for anything awful, but we have time on our hands now. And a lot of people are having to go through a lot of rough things that they normally would not have to go through. And I think calling them and telling them and letting them know is a very nice thing. And there's a tip. to do, something to do during this time that we live in, these extraordinary times. That's one thing you cannot deny. People can deny the severity of what's going on. People can deny the actions we're taking because of this severity. But you cannot deny that these are extraordinary times. Things are happening that have never happened before as far as closures go and the way it's impacting everybody's life. There is no way right now that your life has not been impacted in some way by what's going on. And that is interesting. By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 40 minutes past the hour. Give us a ring here. We'd love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. Hey, you may not have your own radio show, but you certainly can call in and recognize somebody on this radio show because we do leave the phone lines open. Also, does anybody have an opinion on anything going on? Everything is ever-changing as it goes. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. But I definitely do want to say that I think those two are the two I'm recognizing this morning because I know them, I know what they've been dealing with this week, and I've been highly impressed with what they've done. So a tip of the Cubs cap. Now, I know right there that'll get me in trouble with a lot of people because, you know, I'm an Ohio guy, and here I'm talking about a Chicago team. But hey, listen, they're my favorite team. You got to do what you got to do. I've always loved the Cubs, and I'm so annoyed now that baseball's going to be delayed. That's one of the great things I love about spring is the start of baseball. I love being able to go to baseball games. I like going to the Clippers. I like doing all those things, and now here we are, and the baseball season will be delayed. Now, you got to do what you got to do. I certainly don't want the baseball players out there in any kind of danger, but, you know, it's just unfortunate. I guess I'm going to have to watch old baseball games. Have you ever found yourself doing that, by the way? You can go on YouTube now and find old baseball games. I've done that. I've went on there, and they're on in their entirety, because certainly I don't remember who won these games. Who remembers who won games from the late 80s or 90s or 2000? You don't remember who won these games. So it's interesting to go back and listen and watch these games. I might do that later on today, a matter of fact. Oh, by the way, it is Friday, and we've got a show tonight. Friday Night Live. Not only will we be on through 1 o'clock today live, but tonight we will have a show 8 to 10 p.m. Tonight we will have guest co-host speak of the person. I never liked that saying, speak of the devil. I don't think that sounds very good. But speak of the person who we just talked about, Abby Crowman will be in here sitting in as guest co-host tonight from 8:10 until 10 p.m. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I have no idea if we'll have a guest tonight or not. I guess that will come about as the day goes on. But that will be on 8 to 10 p.m. tonight, Friday Night Live with myself and Abby. And I can guarantee you this, there will be some kind of an argument. Because that's just the way her and I communicate, I think. But it's fun, and you'll enjoy it, and we'll have a good time. And by the way, if Michelle is out there tonight, she can stop by. I thought about that last night because I was talking with Abby about how I needed a co-host tonight. And she had offered earlier on in the week to come in and be the co-host. And I thought that'll be great because she's been on the radio before. She knows what she's doing. And Michelle was in here, and I thought, oh, Michelle would be great to come in too, but I didn't know how busy she'd be or so on and so forth. So let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning? I hear you on that radio. You sound like you're doing good.
I you know what? I'm feeling good. I am glad that we're still able to be here for the people in Marion. So, yeah, I'm feeling good this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling good. And Scott,
yes,
I look at other people. I know there are a lot of them out there, and don't think that we've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got a problem in our society. As long as you're feeling good, that's fine. That's terrific. But you got to think about the other person out there. You should think about the other person. Take care of yourself and look out for the other person. If everybody would do that, we would get along a whole lot better. But people's, well, I'm healthy now. I'm listening to blah, blah, blah. But hey, Scott, you shouldn't feel that way. You got to think about the other person, what you're going to do to the other person, what you're going to do to yourself, what you're going to bring into the people that is all right.
You know,
you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, it's interesting you say that, and I say this all the time in regular life, and a lot of times people think I'm making a joke when I say this, but I think it applies here. When I talk to people who text and drive and I see them doing it, I would always say to them, I'd say, hey, stop doing that, and their response is, well, you know, if I would get into an accident, it's my fault. And my response is, well, that's fine if you want to kill yourself, but think of who you might hit and kill. I don't want you hitting and killing me because you were texting. And I think that's kind of what you're saying, that, you know, if you get this disease, we hope you don't, but why do you want to take it out into the public and infect people who don't want it?
Right. Now, me, I don't want to give, if I've got anything, I don't want to give what I got to somebody else. And I don't want something that somebody else has got. I mean, I think that is the best attitude to go at. You may not have nothing, but you might have something that somebody else might catch, and somebody else, hey, all right, they not know nothing wrong with them, but maybe they got something that you don't want. But people don't see it that way. You know what I'm saying? People just don't see it that way.
They don't see it that way, unfortunately, and I'm not sure why they don't. I look at it this way. If you go to the grocery store or you go to a carry-out place, you have to understand that the people are probably going to get close to you and the cashiers are probably going to get close to you, so you have to prepare for that. But in regular society, why you would be out there getting close to people just for the heck of it, I'm not really sure.
I'm like you, too. We've got this virus that's going around, and people's getting it, people's got it, but majority of them, they don't care about the other person. If I've got it, I definitely don't want to give it to somebody else.
Well, that's it. And that's the interesting thing about this, and somewhere it gets lost in all the verbiage that we've been going through, but it's a viral infection. You actually have to come in contact with somebody who's got it. So, you know, coming in contact with somebody is very, very important right now, and that's why they're trying to keep the groups very small. So if you... Like the guy I was saying at McDonald's, I mean, it kind of turned into a joke yesterday, but the guy was in his car, and he was wiping his nose. Now, I'm not saying he had coronavirus, but, you know, he went up there and I'm sure gave his money to that woman in the first window. Now, I'm sure they got closer than 6 feet. Now, did he care about her? I don't know.
Right, right. If everybody would see it the same way that probably you and I are talking about, this wouldn't spread near as rapidly as it is, but they don't. I mean, like you say, wiping your nose, coughing, and stuff, whatever. You want to stay 6 feet away. You gotta consider if you got something. If you got it and you get close to them, blah blah, they're going to get it too, and
right,
they're plumb innocent about it.
Right.
So I am very peculiar about that. I don't want to get any closer to it. Well, I'm not. I'm an outside person, but I've been a hermit for the last week or so, and now I need some stuff. I got to go to the grocery store. I've got to have a few things, but I'm going to doctor up. I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to wear my rubber gloves in and out. They make fun of them if they want to. I don't want to give what I got to somebody else, and I don't want somebody else to give me what they got either. So
well,
I'm going to take all the precaution to keep what I got and let them keep what they got.
Right. And that's a very important thing to do. You know, if I obviously I'm still out in the public at this point. I'm still doing this show. But honestly, if I had a fever or if I had a cold, even
if I, even if it wasn't the coronavirus, even if it was just normal flu, I would try to stay away from people.
You know, Scott, people don't realize if you get in pretty bad shape or whatever, you ought to go to get no help now. It's got to be almost life and death before you can get any help from any kind of an organization, hospital, doctor, whatever. Everything is shut down. They ain't taking nobody. You follow me?
I do, and I think it's an interesting time because I think that if somebody became horribly ill, it's my understanding that our hospital can handle it right now, which is good. And
right.
I feel safe about that. But, you know, I also say to people, if you are starting to feel sick, call your doctor. And if they're not in, go to the urgent care out on 95. Go to the emergency room. You know, they will take a look at you, and it might be worth doing at this point, especially if you're elderly or especially if you have something wrong with your immune system.
Right, right. Well, me and the wife both, we're both elderly. We're up there. We're getting way up in years. I don't want to say, but I've heard your age, but, hey, I'm way past that, way up there. So the elderly is more likely to catch a virus or whatever. And I look at it this way. In this time of need, in this time of tension, we've already lived a good life, pretty good life. You know what I'm saying? The older people, if you haven't lived a pretty good life, most generally it's your own fault. And they don't look at these old people like they do the younger generation, which I understand. We've already seen, you know, we've already been there. We've already seen it. And the younger generation hasn't gotten near that far. So we don't get as much attention as the young generation, if you understand what I'm saying, because you ain't old yet. But I look at, well, you know, if something, if I would happen to pass away now, that's not too often because I'm way up there in the years. And I look at the obituaries, and a lot of people that's gone, that's under me. So I look at it, I say, well, you know, I'm living in last years because I can't last a whole lot longer because, you know, when you get up in, well, you get up around close to 90 years old, hey, what can you expect? You understand what I'm saying?
I do, but I also think that with this particular time we're living in, that it is, at this point, I think we all can survive it if we just listen to what the doctors are saying, listen to what the people are saying. They're trying to do their best here, and I just, as you started out saying, I don't think we have to lose anybody. Because I think if we just follow directions, if we follow what needs to be done, I think we're going to be okay. I think that we have closed down so many things. Hopefully that has stopped the spread of this. And we can treat the people who already have it and get to a point where it's not so awful. And I just hope that, I hope the elderly people, and I also, like I say, I hope if somebody has a compromised immune system, I hope that they are being cognizant when they are out in public.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to a few people. Well, I know a few people. It's going to go on these trips. Like these kids, all these kids are, well, they're out of school. If you watch, I'm pretty good about watching the news, and I watch that news on Florida, most of these kids go to. Scott, if you saw it, it was unbelievable. Look at the congregation, them people is together. Multitude of people. Well, now, them people there, if they got anything, you know, blah, blah, they're going to distribute it back around to their hometowns and home places. They're going to spread it like wildfire.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
I saw the pictures you saw of the people down on the beach in Florida for spring break, and you're right. I don't understand what was going through their mind. I understand it's something they've done every year. I understand it's the thing to do. But I really did not understand that. And I don't know why there weren't some health officials or maybe some law enforcement out there saying, but I guess maybe Florida is not under any kind of rule right now. That's the only thing I can understand why that was going on. But yes, it was very disturbing to see all these people.
But Scott, we can take one person that is affected by this, and with that kind of people, can you imagine how many people he could affect? Her or he or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a bunch of people, and our governor, I my hat's off to him, but the people that's going out of his state, coming back in his state, should be forbidden. You understand what I'm saying? You're trying to keep your virus down in your state, but when you leave your state and come back, I don't understand that. I just plain don't understand that.
Well, that's a very interesting point, because I've wondered about that myself, because nobody's at the borders of the state right now making sure people aren't coming and going, and I don't know how that works right now. I guess all 50 states are infected, so I guess the other states could probably say the same. They could say, well, there are people from Ohio coming to our state and infecting us. I guess they could say that as well. I just think we have to be careful about this. It's interesting. I'll say this. It has not worried me to the point of panic. But what it has done is what you said. It just has made me cognizant that if I'm going to be around elderly people, and a matter of fact, I've tried not to go around elderly people for this purpose, or if I'm going to be around somebody with a compromised immune system, I do not want to have a fever. I don't want to have a cold. I don't want to think that I've been around somebody who's been exposed to this. These are just the things we're going to have to do the next couple months to stop the spread of this.
Well, true. In our area, in the state of Ohio, anywhere you want to go, they've done a pretty good job about trying to control it, about shutting down this, shutting down that. But you go out, these people goes out of state, they come back, you don't know what they got. You understand what I'm saying? And if the state of Florida would happen to get an outbreak of the virus, it would be chaos, because that's where your elderly people are. You follow me? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I do. There are a lot of people in Florida who went down there to retire, and they went down there for the winter this past year, and they're still down there. They usually don't come back until after Easter. And, if Florida had a bad outbreak of this, this could be bad for the elderly down there. I just hope that at some point we have some peace of mind, because I'm still worried about the panic versus the actual disease, because I still think the panic is far worse than the disease. This is why we can't buy everything we want at the grocery store right now.
Right. Now, if it like we say, you haven't seen the end of it at all yet. And the more we get affected, more people gets it, it's going to get worse. It can't get better if they keep getting it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Florida is bound to get it sooner or later.
Oh,
bound to.
Well, I believe.
I mean, with all the people that's going backwards and forwards.
Yeah,
somebody's going to take it in. Somebody's going to. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's how come we can't control it.
Well, that's
like I say. The state of Ohio has got a fairly good hand on it. Let's put it that way. But if they keep letting people go and come, it can't get no better.
No, and I think at some point we do have to keep our eyes open to this. And I'm just listening to what the governor and Dr. Acton are saying, and I have to believe, hopefully they're right, that this will peak out in May, which is only a month and a half away, and then maybe we can start getting back to some normalcy because of the steps that we've taken. And I hope other states are doing that as well.
Now, Scott, let's look at it this way. This has been a shut-in weather here the last, well, this whole winter, pretty well, especially for the older people. Well, the younger people, too. But now when it gets pretty, people are going to get out more. Is that going to be good or bad? People are going to be stirring around more because it's nice out. Let's hope that the good weather will slow it down instead of speeding it up. But I'm very cautious about it will speed it up.
Yeah,
I hope not.
We have to stay vigilant. We have to stay cautious. And hopefully that's what we do. Well, I hope you keep listening. And if anything else strikes you, call back in this morning.
Oh, okay. I enjoyed listening to you talk there. So, okay. I hope somebody got a message there from me to look out for yourself and look out for your neighbors and so on and so forth. God bless you. Take care.
God bless you. That's a good message to have. Thank you.
We thank the caller there, and it's just because we were coming up on the break that we have to break. But we've got guests coming in this morning, and call in any time. That's what this station's all about. We love to hear from our listeners. So if you've called in before, call in a lot of times. We're going to be here through 1 o'clock today. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 10, 15 minutes.
On the Emmys, and she had a fit, and she was furious with me, and she fired me. She said, I'm not renewing a contract on the phone. I was like, well, it was a mistake. And she said, it was a big mistake. And then she, of course, she took it an hour.
When I typed in last night, something came.